الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين
Huzur says, this time in this weather, as Amir Sahib Germany has invited me, I came to Germany because Amir Sahib wished that I could inaugurate the mosques which have been built during the year. He had invited me earlier, but I said I will wait till December, and I also had to lay the foundation stone for some of the mosques. I should tell him, or rather to the Jamaat Germany, that my promise was that they will, they had promised that they will build 5 mosques, and then I will come visit, but so far, whatever mosques they have built during the year which I had inaugurated are only 3. For the inauguration of these mosques to come here does not mean that I am now satisfied with your 3 mosques. My purpose and my wish which has brought me here is to lay the foundation stone of Berlin, because to build a mosque here is also a challenge for the Jamaat in view of the circumstances, present circumstances, and also for his historical reasons. This place has importance. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II had a great desire to build a mosque in Berlin, and he had collected contributions, as you all know, but because of the circumstances, that money was spent for building the mosque Baitul Fadl in London. For the Berlin mosque, as I have said before, ladies had collected the funds, and they had collected the funds with great sacrifices. At that time in Lajna in India, rather we should say those in Qadian, had collected 100,000 rupees and had presented to Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II, which at the time was a large amount. and mostly it was the sacrifice by the poor ladies of Qadian, which I had mentioned before, that sometimes people used to bring their hens which they could lay eggs, and some people had a goat they brought, and some brought just the kitchen utensils. Rather, one lady, as Hazrat Khalifatul Masih Sani had launched the appeal, he says that when I appealed, there was such a passion among the ladies for sacrifice that they wanted, they could contribute everything they possessed in the house. And one lady gave all her jewelry for Chanda. And she was a poor lady, and it was a small number of jewelry items. He said, I should bring everything else that I have in the house. He said, I am for such a passion that if I have the authority, I could sell you and take it there. And this is not right, but it shows the passion and the excitement and enthusiasm those ladies had. One was amazed to see their sacrifices. Observing the sacrifices of those ladies and comparing it to these days when the economic situations are much better, rather compared to that time, we see a distinct difference. Today you cannot offer those standards which those people had set. A while ago, your Sadr Ansarullah said that Ansarullah has promised 100 mosques, and I had given them a target of 500,000 or so much. And because we have spent much money, the center should give us something on loan so that the Ansarullah can fulfill their promise. I had replied to them that you must not wish for this, because this is not the right habit that you want to present to develop, because if you will develop such a habit, it will also interfere with the rest of your life, and you should spend what you can afford. I don't know how they had fulfilled their promise, but what promises they had made. But I had then said that whenever somebody would write to me this way for loan, I will reply to them. And now I'd say to the Pakistani Ahmadis that they should help these rich brothers, because they are losing courage, and you should collect small amounts and send it to these people. But I know and I think that my reply to the Ansarullah has been effective, and I hope that you will now stand on your own feet, all of the organizations here. In any case, what I said was that the Berlin mosques, construction which will begin, to me, it carries great importance, which after nearly 86 years later, when the situation is better, we will, inshallah, build here. Today, Allah has uniting the Germany, the West and the East Germany, and demolishing the Berlin Wall has created such circumstances that we want to complete our wish of building a mosque there, inshallah. Therefore, firstly, whatever good situation there is, you should try to benefit from it quickly and start the construction as soon as possible. I hope that inshallah we will lay the foundation stone on 2nd of January in Berlin. You and through MTA means I say to the people in the Ahmadis in the world that please pray that Allah keep the situation better and we building of the mosque can start. The officials permission has been received, but among the local people there is a section which is opposing extremely. And a few months ago, when the council leaders in the local council leaders had gathered all the people, and they did not let this meeting go ahead, and they had opposed it so sternly that people could with difficulty protect and save their lives and come from there unscathed. Therefore, you need to pray a great deal. When your Amir Sahib had met me in London and was very worried and was unable to make a decision, this is a few months ago, whether I should lay the foundation of the mosque or foundation stone of the mosque or someone, or how we should do it. And the Jamaat was finding difficult to make a decision. And I have said that inshallah I will lay the foundation and I will not refuse to go. I will not delay going because of the circumstances. I said I will definitely go and Allah will help. These people, it's a group which is foolish, and what can they do? They are mad, they can only throw a few stones, and such things must not be an obstacle in our way. And Amisa said, these people don't throw stones, they throw tomatoes. In any case, whatever happened, the organizers are a bit worried. But if for this pious aim to build Allah's house and to worship Him and to create worshippers of God and to give the message of love and peace of Islam, if we by bowing to God and by supplicating to Him that He is Almighty God, who has protected us with problems every moment, and we will inshallah do this work, then inshallah Allah with His great will create facility for this task. Germany, normally German nation is not so extreme as they are representing in Berlin. They are nationalist, and of course there are nationalist people in every nation. And in East Germany, because of the long drawn circumstances, they have a special reaction. Mostly they are becoming a little intolerant. The second unfortunate point is that some of the Muslim sects have made this circumstance and the situation a bit worse, because no Muslim is ready to say that Ahmadis are a part of Islam. It is only Ahmadi these days who have to defend Islam. They have to make the servants of God to worship Him, and has to spread love and to spread the beautiful teaching of Islam in the world. Therefore, during the mosque building, you should keep in view that there should be no difficult circumstances, and if they create some difficult situation, you must not leave tolerance and patience. And I had addressed that I made yesterday I had referred to the revelation of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, have said that the command to us is to restrain and to show patience. Allah will create facility in time. When in England the mosque in Hartlepool was the foundation stone was laid for it, then there were some other people who were against Islam, and young men had thrown some stones, had thrown some stones and had broken some window glasses, and so this activity was going on there. But the example of the Jamaat and their positive response, that the surrounding people started defending us after a while. Now, with the grace of Allah, everyone praises in Hartlepool that you have washed our wrong impression of Islam. So this impression, which has also been created here in Germany, with the time it will be annulled, but removed. But you should make effort and convey the teachings of Islam to them. This is your duty, and you should tell them that we are building this mosque with the model of that house which was the first house of Allah, and by laying the foundation stone the Father and the Son had said these prayers. Rabbana waj'alna muslimina laka wa min zurriyatina ummatam muslimatan lak warina manasikana wa tub alaina innaka antat tawwabur rahim. O our Lord, make us the worshipful people and create the submitting progeny and show us the ways of sacrifice. You should make us such servants who follow your commands. You should obey him and do their duty to you and to your creatures. They should spread the message of love and affection. Not only us, but our progeny should also take part greatly in these aims. Our aim to laying the foundation of this house and to building this house is that we should create people to worship you and show us the methods of such worship which we can, by through which we can win your pleasure. And we should always in your way give sacrifices and continue to worship you. There was another prayer which Allah has showed, told us about these pious leaders. Wal yarfa'u Ibrahim qawaida min al-bayt wa Ismail rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas samiul alim. Wa yarfa'u al-qawaida, it says in the beginning that O Lord, accept our prayers and accept our sacrifice, that we should turn the our effort to turn to your worship and to act upon your commands. You should bless them with your grace. And the previous verse says, Rabbi jal haza baladan aminan So our mosque, through them you should make a declaration that our mosque are in the footsteps of those other mosques, that wherever they will be built, and in this region where this mosque is being built, in that city where it's being built, it will convey the message of peace and to establish peace and to create an atmosphere of love and affection and brotherliness, and for their prayers. And therefore you should have no fear. You will see through our mosque that the springs of Allah's, those people who love Allah, will sprout. through the walls of our worship, the teachings of the final Sharia law will spread the light of that teaching. Therefore, you have no fear from us. We are the one who will remove people's fears. We want to do sacrifices to establish peace in the world. We are the people who ignore our own rights. We protect the rights of others. So this is the message you should send to the people living here, and for this you should create changes in your character. And you will see from among them the good people will come out to defend you, as we have experienced this in the past in this country as well as in other countries. Here in some regions of Germany we have built our mosque, then the same people who objected to them, and they had the objection to build mosque in their regions and their areas, now they come forward and cooperate with us. So if sincerely you will give sacrifices and will make effort to build mosque, then there will not be one mosque but many mosques will be built in Berlin. But the condition is that with the sincerity you should give the sacrifices, and you should pray humbly that Allah may accept our this minor sacrifices and effort. Not that to fulfill the promise you should try to beg loans from the Jamaat. In the world there are many poor Jamaats, we will have to help. But those who have the capacity like you, if you were to loan them, then many of the mosques which are being built throughout the world, for which we will have to help them, and they are building mission houses and there are preaching plans, then they cannot be fulfilled with the central funds. So you should try to stand on your own feet, and by giving sacrifice, as I said, you should supplicate to God with deep humility that, O Allah, accept our sacrifice and enable us to sacrifice more. The financial sacrifice is the name that by restricting your own needs you should spend in the way of Allah. With the grace of Allah, there are people in Germany who have reached this level and of this standard. But there is still much capacity in some areas. Your sacrifice of life, property and money and wealth is what will win the hearts. In the time of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, in this country there were they were paying attention here to the claim of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam and to the Jamaat, because the news has reached them. If the cause was not the situation in the world or our laziness, many work will be done, but now you have to resolve these problems. And I will now mention a letter which a German lady had written to Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. This was reported in 1907 in our Al-Badr newspaper. This was a lady, Mrs. Carolyn. She wrote to Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam that for many months I have been searching your address so that I could write a letter to you. Eventually I found someone who gave me your address. The address given to her was that in Qadian, in Kashmir, region Kashmir, India. Even then it reached Qadian. I apologize that I have written to you that you are the sole raised by God who are in the spirit of Jesus. And I am interested in all the affairs of India and also the religion, and I am sorry to hear the opposition to you. And I am also sorry that the people are worshipping, idol worship there greatly. And I will congratulate you that if I am German by birth and my husband was Englishman. Although you are worshipping God with the real light of God, and I hope that you know English, and if you can, please send me your photo. Can I do any service to you in this part of the world? You should be assured that I am your sincere friend. So this letter was written at a time when the communication was not so easy. There was no Ahmadi here. God knows where she obtained the address. Today you live in thousands in Germany. You do preaching and you are also trying to build mosques. Although the world is more inclined to materialism and removed from religion, but they also have a restlessness, and so you should try to remove this restlessness of the people, and you should tell them the beauties of Islam. Hazrat Prophet Muhammad says, if you want to introduce the Jamaat and Islam in your region, it is only the mosques which will introduce you to the people. Therefore, you will have to spread the net of mosque, which will make your preaching easier. And therefore, you should make a special effort. May Allah so destine that we do this work as soon as possible. As I have mentioned earlier, that do not be pleased with just one mosque in East Germany. You should try to build other mosques. May Allah create means for this. Then, with reference to the building the mosque in Berlin and preaching there, I will put a page of the history of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. It says that in Germany, first of all, there is an LLD doctor who was an author. He paid attention to Ahmadiyyat. And there also was an interest in investigating about Jamaat Ahmadiyya in the schools and colleges. Khalifatul Masih II wanted to build a magnificent center of the Jamaat, but he tried, made an appeal to build the mosque in Berlin, but because of the situation and the difficulty of currency, etc., it was difficult. Firstly, they thought it was 30,000 rupees, then 150,000 rupees. But because of these circumstances, Khalifatul Masih II delayed, put off the building of the mosque, and decided that we should build a center in the mosque, that we should strengthen the center in London, and that may be the center in Europe. And this was done in March 1924. This decision was taken, and the mission house was closed in Germany at that time. Today, Jamaat is blessed by God that here the Jamaat in Germany, the Jamaat Ahmadiyya in Germany, is established. And beside mosque, they also is preparing to build the mosque in Berlin. And it was difficult to send 1.5 million rupees, but now that if you were to convert what you are spending, it will be 700 million. Therefore, we should turn our attention to gratitude to God, these graces of graces, divine graces that we see. You should spread the beautiful teaching of Islam to these people, and your message, your mosque, and your attitude should become the symbol of peace in this world, peace and tranquility. As I had said, that from the minaret of our mosque, the light of divine light should spread, which we have been made to understand through the teaching, beautiful teaching, which Allah had revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As long as we will not be able to spread this teaching in this country, until then we cannot do our duty to the mosques. Therefore, you will have to become those who understand the aims of building the mosque and what is our duty. Allah says, إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدَ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَ الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَى إِلَّا اللَّهِ فَعَسَى أُولَئِكَ أَنْ يَكُونُوا That the mosques of those who believe in Allah and in the hereafter and establish salat prayer and give zakat and does not fear anyone Allah but God, these people will be counted among those who fear God and believe in Him. So this is the aim which every Ahmadi must remember. Without believing, having true belief in God, that it is a wrong claim, that false claim that we are building Allah's house. The conditions which Allah has put to worship Allah, what are they? That we believe in Allah is not enough. But for the belief in God, you have to fulfill certain attendant conditions. For example, Allah says that those who believe in me, one condition is that the believers must love Allah more than all. Allah says, Allazina amanu ashaddu hubban lillah. All business that you and the money and the possessions and the children should have no importance, nor should he be involved in a secret and a hidden idolatry, nor in obvious idolatry. Only about these people one can say they believe in Allah, and they becoming above any greed of any other wish or any other object, they come to the mosque just to believe and worship Allah. And when Allah's name is mentioned to them, their hearts tremble. إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ That when God's commandments are put to them, they immediately turn to it, and they fear that by disobeying they may not be punished. I have heard that some people, maybe one or two, they hear my sermons attentively and they attend the Jamaat meetings, but they do not practice, and they think it's the work of Khalifa to tell us what is Allah demands and the Messenger wants, and he has told us and I've heard, but I will do what I like. So he continued to persist in his behavior. So these people should examine themselves in what condition of belief they are. Another sign is that every day they should advance in their faith. Every day they create a new pious change within themselves. You will have to analyze yourself that Thus every day that rises increases your faith and your fear of God, or you stay still in one position where you were previously. Another sign is that when they are called to Allah and His Messenger, which I have mentioned before, they do not say that we have heard, that we would do what we wish, but they say Samina wa Atana, that we heard and we have believed. So if you do not give this answer, then your faith in God is not perfected. So you will not be those who populate the mosques, because Allah has rejected it. And that those who believe in Allah perfectly are those who they prostrate with the full obedience and praise Allah. Another sign of those who believe in Allah is that such people who claim that we have believed, they must check out that it is not that after having believed they should say that we believed in Allah and then they should love those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. On one side they claim that we have believed in the Imam of the time, and on the other hand they should have friendship with those who are opposing Imam. The sign of the faith is that you should love more than all else Allah and His Messenger and His organization. They must not object why this happened or that happened. Only then you can say you are the perfect believers. There are many other conditions which has been mentioned of those who claim to believe in Allah. They should act upon it and believe in it. And the verse that I have recited, it also says that you should believe in the hereafter. If you believe in the day of judgment, a man cannot do such acts which can weaken his faith. Hazrat Prophet Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that the prompting of Satan's are untold, and the most dangerous doubt which he created in the mind of man is about the day of judgment or the hereafter. Because a great means of all piety and good works beside all other is the belief in the hereafter. And when a man thinks is fiction, then you should say, know that he is rejected and he will be loser in both the worlds. Because it is the fear of the hereafter which makes one tremble and takes him gradually to the true spring of deep divine knowledge. And the deep divine knowledge cannot be gained without fear of Allah. Therefore you should remember that to create doubts about the hereafter puts the doubt in danger. And there is a loss in the good end. So those who will have fear of God, he will have the true deep divine knowledge. He is the one who will progress and advance in piety and will raise the standards of his worship. And Allah has termed such people's worship as true worship, and they are the one who populate the mosques. Then it says those who populate the mosques, they establish the Salat worship. By giving a little contribution for the mosque, they do not think we have done a great favor to the Jamaat that we have given some contribution for the building of the mosque. But after having built the mosque, they show concern to populate them. They attend mosque for congregational prayers. They do come for the Fajr prayer here these days. They are in the winter months, they are long nights. It's summer months which you have problems. Therefore, you should show concern and pay attention to doing congregational prayer for the morning, in the morning. And then after giving subscription once to the mosque, you are not being freed from zakat. You should pay attention to zakat and other contribution of the jamaat. If you will pay attention to this, and Allah's fear will prevail over all fears, and you will not do any acts which are against Islam and against Sharia law, and you are doing duty to mankind, only then the mosque will present the site which is of the worshipful people and pious people of God. These are the people who will attract Allah's graces. They are the one who are beneficiaries of Allah's grace, and whatever aim they stand to stand up, they continue to succeed in it. They, with their arrows of their prayers, they defeat the attacks of the enemy. And for this aim, you should build mosque and populate them, where you will sort your hereafter. You will also be able to set right your life in this world. Otherwise, there are mosques in the world, especially in our times when Muslims have ruined the image of Islam, which rather than being beneficiary of Allah's graces, they are target of wrath. And the Holy Prophet ﷺ has said in a hadith, it is reported by Hazrat Ali, may Allah be pleased with him, that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, a time will come that nothing will remain of Islam except its name, and nothing will remain of Quran except its words. The mosques at that time will apparently be populated, but will be empty of the guidance, and they will be, their clerics will be the worst under the sun, and they will create problem, and it will return to them, and unrest will be returned to them. And is this not what we see these days? Although they do say prayers and do everything, but the condition which Allah has laid for the true faith, by not believing in the Imam of the time, they are not fulfilling that condition. So Allah has blessed you with this. You should bow to God further, and by acting on His commands, you should worship Him, so that the series of blessings should continue forever. Hazrat Promised Himself says that the true adornment of the mosque is not with the building, but with the worshippers who will sincerely worship God. Therefore, today when we are building new mosque, we should build with this thinking, that by acting on the commands of Allah, we will have to build them and to populate them. May Allah, inshallah, and may Allah help us to do so. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'uzu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل واللسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر المنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر.